Prince George City Council advanced three developments at its Monday, May 26 meeting, including one residential development, one industrial development, and one mixed-use development. The mixed-use development is along multiple addresses on both sides of Monterey Road West, close to where the street intersects with Highway 97 in the heart. L&M Engineering applied on behalf of 626,257 BC Limited to amend the official community plan and rezone 6,174 Monterey Road West, 6,166 Monterey Road and other parts of the road without addresses to support residential developments on the north side and a commercial development on the south side. A report prepared by city staff said that company is directed by Daljit Gill. It also said the zone for the properties, Z17, Monterey Road Commercial, was created in a zoning bylaw and OCP amendment passed in April 2017. The original intent of the Z17 zone was to implement a self-storage facility on the subject area, the report said. The property owner is now proposing to direct the property to residential and supporting commercial uses, and as such, a new rezoning and OCP amendment are required. Under the proposing changes to the Z17 zone, commercial uses are only permitted on the first two floors of a building and dwellings in mixed-use buildings can only be located above the first or second story. There are also extensive changes to the allowed principal uses of buildings in the zone as well as development regulations. Under the current use, housing is not an allowed land up. Staff noted that an open house was held regarding the proposal on April 29 and a public feedback period was open from April 15 through May 2. A summary of the public consultation provided by L&M said just 5 people attended the open house held in a banquet room in the Northwood Plaza Hotel. Residents expressed concern over increased traffic for vehicles at the intersection of Monterey Road and Highway 97, the potential height of residential developments, a lack of garbage cans for public use in the area, potential impacts on their own property's value, impact on local wildlife and more. There were also questions whether the development could be accessed off Lehman Road. However, the developer is not looking to remove a 2017 restrictive covenant that prohibits such access during the rezoning process. While staff recommended that council approve the changes, it also asked that a public hearing on the matter be withheld until both a servicing brief and traffic impact study have been completed. They also noted that final reading of the rezoning bylaw cannot be held until the Provincial Ministry of Transportation gives its approval. Under Section 52 of the Transportation Act, zoning bylaws affecting areas within 800 meters of a highway intersection are not valid unless they receive approval from the ministry. Director of Planning and Development Deanna Wozniak said during the meeting that administration was looking to expand the area in which property owners are required to be notified of the public hearing by 30 meters. All motions relating to this item passed unanimously, including first two readings of a bylaw amending the OCP, approval of a public hearing, first and second readings of the rezoning bylaw and withholding of the public hearing until the servicing brief and traffic impact studies are complete. At 4225 Turner Road, to the east of both Heather Park Elementary School and the Elk Centre, Gary Gatsky was applying to have the property rezoned from 2 million rupees, single residential to R1, multiple residential. A report prepared by city staff said that the owner already has 3 single detached houses and a detached garage on the property and is looking to build 2 additional dwelling units. In a rationale letter, Gatsky said the units will be for himself and his family. City administration recommended that the rezoning be approved as it would represent infill development on an underutilized site and would match the form and character of the area. However, staff also recommended that the fourth and final reading of the rezoning bylaw be withheld until a restrictive covenant is established limiting the maximum number of dwellings on the property at 5. Gatsky volunteered to do so in his rationale letter, proposing that it would limit the number of dwellings to 4 single detached homes and 1 secondary suite. No public hearing will take place regarding this development as it is in line with the official community plan. Under a Section 219 covenant such as the one proposed for this development, City Manager Walter Babas said the city is responsible for enforcing its terms. Count. Corey Ramsey noted that the servicing brief said there was insufficient water flow for firefighting purposes along Turner Road. Wozniak explained that this is a known infrastructure constraint in the area and the city was waiving the requirement for the applicant to pay the capital costs of upgrading it. Director of Civic Operations Blake McIntosh said it was possible a project improving the situation was on the 5 or 10 year capital plan. Ramsey said she wondered whether this applicant should have to contribute to costs to lessen the burden on future applicants in the area. Cowan. Susan Scott wondered whether there were anticipated issues with wildlife in the area. Wozniak said there are already several structures on the property and the situation on the property was inherited after the city amalgamated with the Hart Highlands decades ago. Cowan. Trudy Clausen asked whether there is a plan to preserve green spaces in the neighborhood. According to Wozniak, the area is all privately owned parcels and it would be difficult to preserve green spaces as a result. Cowan. Brian Skakin wondered whether not meeting the fire flow requirement would pose a challenge to nearby property owners in obtaining insurance. Wozniak said she would have to investigate those details. Skakin said he couldn't support the development until that question is answered. Wozniak said she could find out those details for when fourth reading comes back to council for a vote. The motion passing first three readings of the bylaw passed with only Skakin voting against it. A second motion withholding final reading until the establishment of the covenant passed unanimously. At 1055 Legacy Road, southwest of the airport, Seco Construction Limited applied for a development variance permit on behalf of Metso Canada Inc., a mining technology and services company. The property is zoned M2, General Industrial, which restricts building heights to a maximum of 12 meters. Seco was looking for permission to increase the maximum height of a proposed industrial building to 13.4 meters, which city administration signaled its approval of in a report attached to the meeting agenda. The variance permit was approved unanimously. The same day as the meeting, the citizen received an email inviting reporters to attend a groundbreaking ceremony for the site on June 4.